Next to the historic Green in Lexington, Massachusetts, you'll find a tavern that is a few decades older than this country. Perhaps you've not heard of it, but the stories shared here are the ones of the birth of this nation. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Next to Lexington Green in Lexington, Massachusetts, you'll find a tavern that dates to 1710. It sits at the crossroads of several well-traveled roads of the day, and that fact made it an important meeting spot in this city. Sarah McDonough shares the story from Buckman Tavern. Following the Boston Tea Party in December of 1773, Parliament passed what the colonists called the Intolerable Acts.
We had a lot of our assumed rights taken away, and one of those rights was the freedom of assembly. So we could have a couple of town meetings a year, very limited. Large groups of people were not allowed to meet outside of that.
People kept meeting anyway, but if those loyal to the crown were keeping tabs on people in Lexington, well, this tavern provided a convenient alibi. After all, people had to gather to eat at a tavern, and that was not a crime. Dissent was growing out here in towns like Lexington and Concord, though.
In the fall of 1774 was when the provincial Congress really started meeting in earnest in Concord. And that was sort of our almost shadow government that we had come up with.
John Hancock's family lived in Lexington, and his grandfather was one of the town's earliest ministers. Hancock and Samuel Adams left Boston as 1774 turned to 75 to create some space between themselves and the British soldiers stationed there.
However, it was also very well known that Hancock and Adams were here in Lexington, and some of the spies that had been sent out had been asking some questions about them, and people started to get very concerned.
On April 19th, 1775, something was amiss. Soldiers were headed toward Lexington, but for what purpose? To find Hancock and Adams, or to look for weapons? The story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Lexington, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.